We're up to Lav Hey. If four Lav are not enough, we're up to the fifth. Okay, yesterday, in our discussion, we talked about the idea of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, that there's one Avera for the one who speaks Lashon Hara, and one for the person who's Mekabel Lashon Hara. Question is, I'm not referring to Lav Hey, I'm just referring back to yesterday's discussion, whether somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, and he's lucky, the person he's speaking to is not Mekabel. The person he's speaking to doesn't believe him at all. Doesn't accept what he's saying. Is the one who speaks Lashon Hara still over an Aveira? That's the question. In the Torah, there are mitzvahs that are an Aveiras, that are result-based Aveiras, and some that are actions that are Aveiras. Right? Wearing Shatan is, the action is the Aveira. Killing somebody, the Aveira is the result. If someone tries to kill somebody and he's unsuccessful, so he did an awful thing, but he's not a Ritzeach, he didn't kill anybody. So there it's based on the result. The question is, what about Lashon Hara? So the Chafetz Chaim talks about this in Ilchus Lashon Hara in Klal Gimel, Oizvav, and he says that, based on a Gemara in Erechin, that it's a lower level Aveira. But the Gemara there actually says is that if you speak Lashon Hara and the person is Mekabel, the Gemara calls that Ahani Maisav. His actions brought about a result. So he says, then it's an Aveira Chamura. If Loya Ahani Maisav, if you speak Lashon Hara and it didn't help, so it says the Mi'il is Mechaper. You know, we have the beggar of the Kohen Gadol that there was a meal that had little bells on the bottom. And those bells are bechaper and aveira bekoil, an aveira with a voice. So Gemara says that the meal is mechaper. You do have to tshuva, but the meal is mechaper. Somebody who does zayver alav, that's a honey ma'isav, so the aveira is only toilet. So there are actually two levels of the Aveira of Lashon Hara. If you're going to say Lashon Hara, say it to someone who's not Mekabel. It's less Chomer.
Are you allowed to take a chance and do an Aveira and say, well, it's possible he's not going to be Mekabel, so...
Well, it was in this case, even if he's not Mekabel, it's an Aveira.
Right.
But otherwise, you're not allowed to take a chance. Like Lifnei Iver, you can't give someone treifus, and well, if he doesn't eat it, you're okay. You know,
so then the second level would seem to be
it's still more chomer. If you're lucky enough, if you're lucky enough, then it's less chomer aveira. If you're
either way, it's an aveira. So you're not allowed to.
You're certainly not allowed to do it. Right?
What? Where do you make the chiluk thing?
Lefnei iver and messiah. So messiah is when it's chariv or denaro, when he could do it himself, and you're helping him. He's a nazir, he's sitting on your right, there's wine on your left, and he says, pass the wine. You say, no, he's going to pick himself up, he'll get it anyway. That's not lifnei iver, that's called meseyeya, which is a drabbanon.
That's what I'm talking about. I give somebody treif.
And he doesn't use it.
What?
And he doesn't drink it.
No, even if he uses it, I'm not going to lifnei iver. He could have done it
himself. If he could have done it himself, okay.
Right?
It depends. If you own it, then he couldn't do it himself.
No,
right?
I'm saying
yeah, okay, in your case, you're right. In your case, you're right. My question is really, you're right. Because in a case where he wouldn't get it otherwise, it's the same shayla. If someone's walking, I try to trip him. I stick out my leg. Lifnei iver, if someone puts out his thing to trip the guy, and instead of tripping, he steps on your foot.
That's the blatant case of lifnei iver.
But are you over for attempting, or only if you're successful in the result?
Attempting.
That's the question.
You put the mirchel.
You have a raya?
I think the pasuk says.
Raya is Haman, no?
Haman.
Did Haman do anything bad? He was unsuccessful. No, Haman had a good raya.
Well, he wasn't killed all. He was killed. I mean, Shemayim, but it doesn't mean.
Could kill the day out, though.
I guess he wouldn't have been able to kill
it. Oh, you think so?
What?
Okay.
But then the name of the category of the sin is a little bit of a misnomer. It says, Lashon Hara.
It's the language.
It's the language that's the problem. Whether somebody else listens or some kabbal is a secondary.
So I think what the Chafetz Chaim is saying is Lashon Hara, the words are the Aveira. The chaimer of the aveira is where it brings to a machlokes.
So it's an aveira, but that's
so very either way. The chaimer, the severity depends on that.
You can't even chayv somebody for a grumah, right?
No, wait. It depends. Those aveiras, where the result is the aveira, grama is chayv. By ritzicha begrama, he's chayv. He's not. He's over on the derais of ritzicha. The Rambam says he's not chayv misa b'day adam, but he's chayv misa b'day shemayim. The aveira, when it's a result based aveira, a grama is chayv. Mazik begarmi is chayv.
So
because grom is not pari yaseka. All right, there are different levels of. You're right.
David Melch.
What?
Or Yachiti.
David or Yachiti. Okay.
The Bezin should say that he's really mechuyev, but we can't punish him because the groma is his mother. But they can even say this is what he mechuyev.
Grom is chayv din eshemayim, and grom is chayv din yadam. Okay, lechinam. All right. Let's see Aveira Hay. Aveira Hay has some history to it. Let's see the words, and I'll tell you the background. It comes with a story. I just don't remember all the details of the story. Maybe somebody will find it for me. Let's first learn the words. Aver nami hamesapel lashon hara balav. If someone says lashon hara, here's another aveira, a bag of goodies. This whole psicha, you know, like all the aveiras he could be aver. He's aver in the lav of yishomer pentishkachas Hashem alakecha. He's aver on the aveira of forgetting the Rabbi Nishalayim. What forgetting the Rabbi Nishalayim? Where did he forget that Rabbi Nishalayim? Shehu azhara legasi haruach. It's an azhara, it's a lav on gaiva, on being a big shat. Kikivan shu maligu misleitetz al chaveirai. If you're making fun and litzanis of your friend, mistama hu makshiv esatzmai lechacham uli ishba anoshim. The fellow speaking the Lashon Hara feels superiority to the one he speaks Lashon Hara about, usually. When a person realizes his own imperfection, he wouldn't make fun of his friends. This is a generality. There are people who could speak Lashon Hara without gaiva, but typically, the sin of haughtiness is very difficult. Kedisa sham. Shavur zeh ein afroi ninar letchias hameisim. Balgaiva, his dust will not come together for him to come alive at chias hameisim. V'ukayved akum, and he's like somebody who's an eved avodah zara. V'shchina miyalelas alav, and the shchina wails on about him. V'unikra te'eva ayin sham
b'gemara. Is that listed as those who won't be here for chias hameisim?
He's listed as one who won't be here for Tchias HaMeisim. He is. That's what he's saying, that he's one who won't be here for Tchias HaMeisim. Now, why is it like being Oyver HaVeidah Zara? Balgaiva really feels, typically, that he knows better. So Balgaiva feels that Pliny is the head of the department. I really should be the head of the department. So he talks about Pliny, that the head of the department is really not good. And what he's really saying is that he's better than the other person. And then he talks about the head of the country, that he's really smarter than the head of the country. So you knock the head of the country, so you're smarter than him. The ultimate is that it's kaved avodah zarah, because a person starts to have a sense that he can run the world well too. You know, leave certain things to God, and certain things he'd rather take charge of. And that's the key aveira of this aveira. Now, what's the story behind this aveira? This aveira, alav and abalgaiva, is not counted in the Rambam as an aveira. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Be'er Mayim Chaim at Mitzvah Hay, it says, Kenita besaita, it's a Gemara. Visa besmag bahagdama sharomzuloi alav ze min hashamayim. It was a heavenly remes to him on this. Now, I don't remember the entire story, but Ramesha Mekutzi was the, he lived at the tail end of the Rambam's life. He was I don't think he was a Talmud, he was a Baal Tosfos, but he was a follower, a strong aduk to the Rambam in a period where the Rambam's works were controversial. And his parnasa came because he was a darshan. He was a darshan for Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. He was a darshan in France and in Spain. So he traveled from city to city, and he darshan. When he traveled, he memorized the Taryag mitzvahs. He's a traveling person. He didn't have svarim with him. So he memorized the Taryag mitzvahs. You can't sit down and memorize it in one shot. But over the years, he made them. That was his Torah on the train. You know, he memorized the Taryag mitzvahs. At one point, he had a dream. I don't remember the details of the dream. But the dream involved that he had to create two of something. And he understood the dream to be that he should write a book of Taryag mitzvah, mitzvah saseh, mitzvah slice saseh. And that's what he did. He wrote the smak, Sefer Mitzvah HaGadol. He wrote this book enumerating the 613 mitzvahs, which is not easy. There are rules for how to count the mitzvahs. And it's difficult. There are far more than 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. Some of them are hinted at in the Pasuk. Some are beferish in the Pasuk. It's hard sometimes to know how to count Taryag mitzvahs. For example, Tefillah Shel Roish, Tefillah Shel Yad, one or two. Karban Tomid in the morning, Karban Yevet, one or two. These things are involve a certain, it's a science, like everything else. The Rambam wrote a Sefer Ashrashim to explain the rules. When he finished his Taryag mitzvahs, he had another dream. And again, I don't remember the embellished story of what the dream was. It was somehow remes connected to the first dream. And the dream was that he did 612 right, and he messed up on one. And after such a dream, he sat down to figure out what he was missing. And I don't remember stories, actually, remember. I don't know. I'm sure over 30 years, I must have said this story somewhere in the Novishir. And he realized the one he forgot was Gaiva. It was this Aveir, which the Rambam doesn't care. He left out. He remembered it. I think it's somehow connected to the dream. And he added this Aveira. He said, where's the Aveira of Gaiva? He shomer pentishkach es Hashem lekecha. Yeah. Why is this? He forgot Aveira. He found it. It's significant because the general rule is that there are no Averis, specific Averis, Amidais. You know, specific Averis. Even though the Torah says don't be jealous, but just being jealous itself is probably not the Avera. The Avera is to do something based on your jealousy or to attempt to do something based on your jealousy. The Avera itself is specific. Amidis, there aren't Averis. Why? So there are two schools of thought as to why there's no specific Aveira Amidais. One is brought by the Arsameach, that it's not Shoveh L'chol Nefesh, not everyone's the same. Midas depend on your nature. You may say, Amida, never get angry. For some people, you can never get angry. Some people have a hot temper, that's a nature. So the Mida to never get angry, you know, don't get too angry. It varies from person to person. And therefore, it's not one of the Taryaki. He compares it to Bittul Torah. Somebody who wastes his time from learning is not over on any specific one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Because it's not Shoveh L'chol Nefesh. How could, you can tell somebody you have to learn 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, how many hours a day? It's very hard to be specific. Now Mishmar, everybody has to come to. And we're gonna work on Herbie, we're gonna get him someday to grow up and be able to stay up a little past 10 o'clock at night, but beyond that, it's very hard to say a specific thing. So that's one school of thought. Why is there no mitzvah midis? That's not specific. But the other school of thought is, that midis are hagdama to Torah. There are cheres kadon la Torah. You have to be a bal midis in order to be mekabel Torah. So there are no mitzvah midis because it's hagdama. These are the two. Mahalchim Rabbi Chanan champions this. He brings it for one of the Kadmainim. And so these are the two approaches. So why did the Bala Smag, whatever Meisha Makutzi, why was he Mechadish? So he was Mechadish, presumably. The Rambam says that in every Midah you should have a measured Midah, somewhere in between. Which fits with the idea of Rabbi Simcha, that you can't be mitzavet, it's somewhere in between. You can't say don't be generous, and you can't say don't be tight-fisted, you have to be somewhere in the middle. When it comes to gaiva, the Rambam says, chutz megaiva. Gaiva, a person is supposed to go to the extreme and have zero gaiva. Even though there's a Gemara that says you could have a shminish, 1/64th of gaiva. The Rambam doesn't bring it. The Rambam says, You have to be marchik megaiva to the katzei achra and to the other extreme.
Moid.
So habish farach. Okay. So memela, it could be one of the entire mitzvahs. What?
One second. What about jealousy? Jealousy is one of the
reserves. No, jealousy is but you only ever have jealousy if you act on it or if you start to act on it. It's, if you don't do anything, you just feel jealous in your heart. You're not over on Leisachma. It's a midara.
If you desire something, that doesn't...
Right, you're not over. The Rambam says you're not over until you either do something or try. It says Leisachma and says Leisachma.
Leisachma, Leishas Reyecho. And then the Torah has separate lavin for actually doing, you know, something with your wife's friend.
Leisachma, Leishas Reyecho also. You know, person only, it's a midara to have any chemda. But it's you're only ovid alav if there's more than the feeling in the heart.
What?
More than feeling. If you just feel in the heart, you don't do anything about it, then you're not ovid. That's the understanding. So therefore the smag's chiddush was a significant chiddush that this midah, there is a pasuk about this midah, but not only is a pasuk, there's a pesukim about midahs in general. So that's why I said it's a generalization. Usually, if somebody feels that he's not superior to the other person, he won't knock it. Let's say you have a person who he talks during Chazar Sashas, but he doesn't talk between Bar Shomer and Shemoneh Esrei. So he's not going to knock it. So he sees someone else talking to Bar Shomer and Shemoneh Esrei, he's gonna knock him. If he sees him doing the Chazar Sashas, what's he going to knock him? He does the same. Typically, Lashon Hara is when someone feels superior to the other person. I don't know if it's true. It's still about Gaiva. I'm not talking about Chiyach Techiyach. That's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is when you tell a third party. If you tell a person himself, that's a Chiyach Techiyach. But when you tell a third party, that's Lashon Hara. It could be Gaiva
also.
It could be. A could come from Gaiva.
Gaiva is in the lathe.
Gaiva is in the lathe.
Mind, he could know Moshe
Benu
knew he was greater than everybody else, but he
did. Is that true, or he felt kafi kafi he was
is there saying that all Russian Hara is rooted in Gaiva?
So it's hard to say all. That's why I said the Chafetz Chaim here is saying is a generalization. Sometimes you hate a guy, it's hated in Sina. You hate him, so you say Russian
Hara. I don't eat at that restaurant because
the food stinks.
It's not in a healthy restaurant either. It's dirty.
That means it's below your standard of cleanliness.
It was rated a C.
So, okay.
I think we're gonna have to
understand that many of these lavim depend on the circumstances. He's gonna have a lav saying Lashon Hara in the shul. You say Lashon Hara, step out. Don't say it in the shul. It's an extra lav. So that doesn't mean every Baal Lashon Hara is saying it in shul. Some are and some are not. So here also, I believe it's he's generalizing that it is that way. His lashon is mstama who machshir sasme l'chacham l'ishba nashim. Mstama means usually. Usually it is that way. V'ram levalcha v'shachachto is not a tzavah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know after I pass away that it's going to come to such a madrega where the Jewish people are going to be v'ram levalcha v'shachachto Hashem l'kecha. It's not an azhara. It's not, what's the lashon here? Hishomer. Here the lashon is Hishomer pen tishkach. Hishomer pen is a lav.
He says, you're not on this lav with rechilus.
What?
You're not over by rechilus, because there's no superiority in rechilus. It says in the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rechilus,
you're not saying you're superior. Rechilus means, I tell you, he said you're a fool. I'm not saying you're a fool. I'm just saying he said you're a fool. So I'm not saying I'm superior to you.
You're right. That's right.
I want to say that Ramon Zatzal used to say in the Friday shuls, and he said it so many times, why does the person have to sit chutzal machmon? You have to sit for 2 days. What's the pshat? The pshat was because he thought he was better than a thing, and the other person is no good. Here he has to sit outside. All he has was a little plaque, something, a little thing where the crane had to come and examine him and say, you know, you have to go outside. And then he had to sit outside. It's not just shock. Then he got a punishment, then he had to sit out for 7 days. So you see that that pack is the counter, the gaiva that he had. He thought it was better.
He's publicly embarrassed.
Humiliated that they catch him with a little thing, and then he had to stay outside. So the packer fits in with what.
Okay. Chavetz Chaim thanks you. You're right. If it's,
he says even if it's true.
Even if it's true that he's better than the other person.
I feel so the fun.
But he says that at the end of the footnote. At the end of the footnote. Even if it's true. Even if it's true that the other person. Okay, good. The last two lines of Hey, Ubefrat and Besipra Zesh, or Klein Chaveroi, who Mechabit is Atzmai, the Vadei Vabalav Zeh. Somebody who seeks honor in someone else's bezayin has no chelik in olam haba. Now, just to make you feel a little better about this, the Rambam, which I've mentioned in regard to hamal ben pnei chaveiro, etc., lists all the ein lo chelik olam habas, and he says it means harogel be'elu. If somebody wants his malbim b'nei chaveiro, it's not true that he has no chelik olam haba. So someone is rogil, who does it, I don't know how often a person has to do it to have no chelik olam haba. He says the same thing about this. Someone seeks honor from someone else's downfall, ain lo chelik olam haba. So that midah is harogil b'kach. Someone who does it once, from falling through once, you don't lose olam haba. But if you're rogil in it, then there's ain lo chelik. Right, so this is the Aveira Hay. Now next week I have